Right, well, first of all, thank you for coming and taking the time to speak with us here at Disciples.
Thank you for the haircut.
Yeah, it's good. The idea of this is, I know nothing about hair. My knowledge of hair is very limited. Okay. Anything I do with your hair is going to be under Andrew's sole...
That's not good for me if you don't know anything, but he knows.
This man
knows
good.
So I'm
much
good.
About
hair. Don't worry,
good,
yeah. Good. Yeah, we're
at
good
least
here.
One of you guys knows something about hair.
It's not the blind leading the blind here.
And in fact, he's actually... You're getting there. You're starting to learn a lot about fintech.
I am, actually. I'm getting quite good, quite good now. Yeah. Might take your job.
What I want to know, though, I always open with asking this question because it's fascinating. But who are you?
Okay, so you want me to answer?
I want you to answer, yeah. Okay. Who are you? And
so I'm Alex Panikan. I'm the deputy CEO of The Loft, Luxembourg House of Financial Technologies. I've been a consultant. I've been a banker for a very short period of time, thanks God. And I've been an entrepreneur. I built a few businesses myself. And today I'm helping entrepreneurs build their own businesses. That's who I am. And I work for this guy over there, Nasir.
I want to break that down a wee bit.
Okay.
Because there's a certain kind of person that it takes to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
There's a certain level of that sort of entrepreneurial flair, that itch that needs to be scratched.
Yes.
Now, you've obviously worked, you know, as a consultant, you've done all sorts. Why go and work at the Luxembourg House of Financial Technology? Is that, what is it about that, aside from, you know, a monthly paycheck, etc.?
So
why there?
So, you know, when I've been a banker, I stopped being a banker because I didn't find meaning in life. And as an entrepreneur, your meaning in life is really to make the world a better place. I know it sounds a bit bullshit, but I think that's why all entrepreneurs are dreaming of, is improving the world and making a mark in the world. And I could not find that in banking. So that's why I left and I built my own businesses. And one day I got a call from Nasser Zubairi, and I said, Alex, we are building The Loft. It's going to be a fintech incubator, accelerator, working with entrepreneurs. And I said, Nas, I don't want to go back into the financial world because that was the worst time of my life. I say, Alex, why are you an entrepreneur? And I explain, yeah, it's to build the world a better place, you know, have a, yeah, build the world of tomorrow. And he told me, Alex, what better place to start than the financial industry to build a better world? And that's what attracted me to the Loft. And that's why I'm supporting entrepreneurs who are in fintech, because they have a massive impact. They can have a massive impact in the world.
Do you think that you're in this, I mean, when you were an entrepreneur, how supported were you? And do you think this is almost filling that gap?
Yes, exactly. That's why I joined it also, because I want to provide entrepreneurs what they didn't get. And it's business support. So what we do at The Loft, we help entrepreneurs grow, be it on the business side, putting them in touch with clients, with investors, with partners, but also on the personal level. I mean, people don't understand that. They think that entrepreneurs are drinking beers all day long, but it's also a lot of downs. Some of them go through divorce. They don't see their kids much. Depression is a current theme. So we are also there to support them through the hard times, not just to party. Yeah.
I mean, as an entrepreneur myself, I've been in those kind of positions. Actually, no, I'll load up an image on this. I was in one bit where I think this is all crashing and burning. And I happened to be in New York. I walked past a bit of artwork. They literally said, never give up in a little
that's
window
amazing.
There. I was like, oh, that's that.
Yeah, but it's not so easy. Yeah. It's not so easy.
It's a platitude.
Yeah.
It's easy to say it, but yeah. My God.
I'm a wannabe entrepreneur, so but what I want to do combats what you're talking about. So I wanted to do a men's mental health salon to combat exactly that. Then people in high stress moments, train barbers to then be able to educate on that and spot out the signs of someone that's overly stressed, not display it on the front, but, you know, educate people on that, which I think, you know, would help an entrepreneur in the future and stuff like that.
So it's something we do at The Loft. We do education programs. I mean, we
have
hundreds of education programs for entrepreneurs, is how to build a business, how to raise money, how to manage people, how to hire people, sometimes how to fire people the right way, you know,
yeah.
How to motivate your people. And but it's one thing that I think is really missing is really how to build a mindset. I'm a Stoic. I don't know if you know the Stoic philosophy. Check it out. It's coming from Greece,
but tell us.
Has been developed under the Roman Empire. And Stoicism has been well-known thanks to Marcus Aurelius, who was the biggest, best emperor under the Roman Empire 2,000 years ago. And he wrote a book, his own memories. It's called Meditations. Read that. I think it's the best book. The guy knows it. It's the best book, it's the best book you can read as an entrepreneur.
What's it called?
Meditations. And Stoicism rests on three main pillars. The first one is control. You cannot control everything. As an entrepreneur, you expect to control everything. You cannot control shit. The only thing you can control is really your reactions and your thoughts. Your emotions, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only thing you can control. The second pillar is really be in the moment. It's the carpe diem is coming from them. So be in the moment, because what will come didn't happen yet. So don't stress about something that didn't happen yet. And what passed already passed. So it's garbage. Don't think about it. And the third pillar is death. Death is the thing that gives sense to life. You're gonna die one day. All your problems will be gone. All the person you want to impress or you hate, they will be gone. So never forget that you are a perishable being, and your time is really ticking. Your clock is ticking. So that's as an entrepreneur, I'm trying to give this kind of philosophy to people, to focus on the moment, to understand that, I mean, life is very limited, and not try to have control and feel bad because they cannot control everything.
I mean, on people in fintech? Do you only take on people in fintech or other industries?
So the mindset as an entrepreneur is key, because that's your drive. That's what makes you tick, and that's what helps you also, fight every day. Wake up every day, be motivated. Yeah, you want to change the world, but what's the right mindset to change the world?
That's so interesting. You're talking about in that mindset
Stoicism, yeah.
I can't even say it. Stoicism?
Stoicism, yeah.
Stoicism. Yeah, there we go. But my sort of entrepreneur Bible, if you like, is, it sounds a bit stupid, but it's actually World War Z.
World War Z?
Yeah, have you read it?
No.
Great book. It's oral history of the zombie survival guide.
No, okay.
Because it literally is everything you said. It's like, right, how do you
survive? Oh, World War Z, okay.
There was a movie, but it was...
Yeah, I saw the movie, but it was bad.
Title, different story. Okay. But I recommend it, but it is literally that. It's like, what can you control? You are eventually gonna die. It is that, again, that mindset, which I think is whatever it's on, all entrepreneurs need to have that
tenacity. It's a lesson you need to learn though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I definitely learned that lesson hard last week. I was on a flight here actually last week. Flight got cancelled, had to sleep in a hotel lobby. I was up for an award and I was stressing out and I actually lost my mind. And it was actually my girlfriend next to me and she was like, you need to control your emotions. You're never going to get anywhere if you can't control your emotions properly and understand that you can't control all this. You can't control it. You gotta let it be. It will be what it is, you know.
To be honest, if you are getting pissed off, it means you are the slave of somebody else, or the slave, or of what's happening to you. You have to be the master of your own thoughts. And Stoicism also helps me on another thing, and I think this is the biggest enemy of entrepreneurs is ego.
Okay. Yeah.
Because again, we want to change the world. We want to, but we also want to be on the cover page, you know. And that's not what life is about. And a lot of entrepreneurs think that entrepreneurship is a popularity contest. That's not the case. If you want to do good, you don't have to be on the cover page. And you really have to control your ego, because it's gonna be beaten down by life and by the markets so many times that it can burn you if you have a too bigger ego. So yeah.
And again, the time with Stoicism, you can't take your ego with you.
You cannot take it. You need ego because you need a drive, but can be a huge enemy. Yes.
Let's that's fascinating. Let's take that back. I want to talk a little bit around some of the work you're doing, obviously at Loft. What are some of the clients that you're not clients? What are some of the organisations that you're working with there that get you quite excited in this fintech space?
So when I started, when we started the Loft, so the Loft is a foundation, public-private. So we have public institutions from Luxembourg, Ministry of Finance, Economy, Chamber of Commerce, others. But we also have 22 private partners, banks, insurance, asset managers, tech firms. And they're all coming together to work with the fintechs. So then what's exciting is really for the banks to understand that, or the insurance companies to understand that those startups, they're not competition. They can be a huge leverage for them, you know, to still be sustainable in 5, 10, 20 years. So those organizations, yeah, they still are old banks, old insurance firms. Yeah, take your coffee, you're gonna need it.
Oh, Lord, it's Sibos, I kind of need that.
So I'm happy to be at Sibos. It's my first time because I'm meeting those, again, big banks, and they are excited about what's coming up. You know, I have a consultant ask me a very weird question a few months ago, saying, what's the future of fintech? Do we still have a future for fintechs, given that it was a hype and it will go down? And I thought for a few seconds, but the future of finance is fintech. Fintech is not dead. I mean, fintech is just the progress, is the future. So yeah, that's what excites me. And as I said, financial industry is the bedrock of economy. If you want to have impact in the world, you have to start with finance. We do very cool stuff at the Loft. We do have acceleration programs. One of them is called Catapult Africa. People don't know that.
Catapult Africa.
Africa, yeah. So we help fintechs from Africa. In 2 weeks' time, we're going to have 15 fintechs from Africa coming to Luxembourg. So Ali, your question is, why fintechs from Africa in Luxembourg? Luxembourg is the microfinance center of the world. 50% of the funds are based in Luxembourg and 70% of the institutions. So we bring every year fintechs from Africa to Luxembourg to connect with the funds, raise money, work with the institutions. And you know, it's the only time in this year where the pitch of a fintech is not how much money they're gonna save to the bank or make to the bank, is how many millions of people they're impacting, how many thousands of families, households they are feeding.
Inclusivity again.
Inclusivity. So it's a special program on financial inclusion.
It's funny, it's come up so much, hasn't it, today?
But it's also, it's not just for ethical reasons. There's money to be made there as well.
There's money to be made, but what the impact of those people have over there, again, a thousand, millions of people they are impacting, just because they give them a small credit, those people can build a business, feed the families, and it's going in the loop, you know, the circular economy. It's massive. And
well, we just got a fact which is crazy. 4 million people in the UK don't have a bank account.
Wow. But they have Revolut.
Probably, yeah, exactly.
Well, here's one for you. So Nigeria, you've got 100 million people there without a bank account.
Ooh.
That's why if I was, like, from an investment side of things, places like Kuda Bank blows my, I'd want to get on that gravy train because they're going to make an absolute killing there, and also get a lot of people.
And those are those are amazing entrepreneurs, Ali. If when you listen to them, it's also the only time in the year where I see people crying and during the pitches, because the story is so compelling, and they are really hardcore. They really tell you, I mean, they grew up poor, they were starving, and they are doing that for the kids not to starve.
And it comes back to do things for the right reason, exactly, and money will follow.
Exactly.
And you don't need to go chasing the money.
So you understand that fintech can really be a powerful tool in the world, not just to make money or to save money to the big banks, but also to impact people's lives.
100%.
So yeah.
Well, the sort of last thing I want to sort of touch on is, let's look at the future. What are some of the things on your to-do list at Loft that we're working towards at the moment?
I don't know what I can divulge or not. My CEO must be somewhere.
He's not about you. You can say.
Again, we want to run this acceleration program for financial inclusion in Asia and Latin America because they're also needing this kind of development and acceleration programs. Other things that I've. We need to be more competitive on the world stage. You don't see many fintechs from Europe that are really massive fintechs. So I think we have to work on a lot of new regulation regarding crypto, regarding also on the funding. So have better funding for fintechs in Europe. I think it's really key. We are lagging behind compared to Asia and US, and funding can be a tricky thing. So yes, maybe help fintechs raise more money. But I speak more European because when we look, we work with 15 different hubs in Europe. And when we talk about fintechs, yeah, we do a lot of things in Luxembourg, but we have a global view and we have also a European view. Not so much with UK, so maybe that's another thing I really want, a wish, is to work more with UK firms, because since separation, the divorce, it's getting tougher for them to work in UK. So to find a better way, a more inclusive way.
That's true.
I don't know if it makes sense what I'm saying, but yeah.
Amazing, Ali. Do you want to put a little bit of wax in?
He's doing it?
Well, it's only a little bit of wax. Right, remember to rub it on your hands first.
About that
yeah?
much?
A little bit more.
Like that?
A little bit more.
Like that?
Yeah. Rub it in your hands, on your palm. There we go.
Like that?
And then spread it everywhere.
Everywhere. There we go.
Nice, man. Like he's a professional.
He's better now, isn't he? Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. Use your mirror.
Okay.
Have a look.
Looking good. Looking good.
Sharp.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's sharp. That's
yes.
Not me.
There you go.
There we go.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, lovely. I'm just going to get all this hair off you.
Londo loves this bit, don't you?
Londo loves it.
So where are you based, Ali?
Airport lounge.
We're just outside of London. We're all remote. Little studio in London.
Yeah, that's the idea, man. Work more with London. I would love to do that. Because we are two sisters, Luxembourg, London. When the Brexit happened, for us, it was heartbreaking. Everybody was cheering in Paris, in Amsterdam, or in Berlin. For us, it was like, yeah, it was really hurtful because London is like a sister, it's a key partner of Luxembourg. In the financial industry, but also in fintech.
100%.
So let's find a way to work more together. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for having us. That's been great.
I hope it was interesting.
No, that was really good.
Thank you very much for that.